英式英语一分钟 with 肖叔叔
Daily dose of British English with Uncle Seal.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hi, it's Uncle Seal again. 有时我哋睇英文新闻咧，就唔系净系学单字咁简单嘅，我哋可以睇下唔同立场嘅报纸或者新闻啦，而学到我哋点样可以用唔同嘅文字、唔同嘅语气、唔同嘅句式嚟去到表达同一件事。但系咧，就顯示到唔同立場，或者有少少唔同嘅 implication 咁樣啦，或者唔同嘅暗示咁樣。上星期咧就有一個好好例子，美國總統 Donald Trump 有一啲嘅支持者咧就衝咗入美國國會，就同警察啦，同埋一啲護衛咧係有非常激烈嘅衝突嘅。咁當中咧有示威者咧係被殺死咗，槍殺。嗱，如果一個係 pro Trump 嘅傳媒咧，佢可能咧就会话一个 protester was killed or was shot and later died full stop 咁样。咁咧嗰个表达方式会通常会比较直接啲嘅，或者话 the police killed one protester 之类咁样。但系如果反对 Donald Trump 嘅传媒咧，佢哋可能用字咧就会冇咁直接啦。咁啊，小叔见到一个例子咧，就亦都系几有创意嘅一个表达方式，大家可以学习一下就系咧。Donald Trump supporter storm the seat of U.S. government and clash with police. comma 未完嘅呢句子，留意前面呢句先。主语系个 supporters， OK， 主语系啲 protesters， 佢用一啲好主动嘅动词 storm the seat of U.S. government and clash with police， comma 跟住点咧 ？leading to the death of one woman， 导致到一个女人咧系死亡嘅。咁呢个写法有乜特别呢？佢避咗 kill 啦，避咗 shoot 或者 shot 啦，而系 leading to the death of one woman。咁就感觉咧系会将嗰个罪咎，将个 blame 系放翻喺嗰个 protesters 或者 Donald Trump 嘅 supporter 身上。呢啲系一个几高明嘅写作方式，对错小叔唔评论啦。但系语言上咧，文字技巧上咧，系大家系可以学习嘅。今日讲到呢度，拜拜。各位听众，如果有任何同英文学习有关嘅问题咧，欢迎到我哋嘅 IG Uncle Shu on THK 留言又得，亦都可以 DM 肖叔叔。